As Time Goes By, written by Bob Larbey, starring Judi Dench as Jean and Jeffrey Palmer as Lionel. You must be the king. The fundamental things of life as time goes by.
Is that you, Mum?
Well, dressed like that, it had better be.
I've just had a bath. You work late.
A lot to catch up on.
You're always working late.
I got into the habit. There was never much to come home to.
Oh, well, thanks.
No, well, when you were married, I mean.
Which time?
Both times. Have you eaten?
No. Do you want me to whip us up something?
That offer lacked conviction. We'll eat out.
What's that you've brought home?
Oh, it's a manuscript of Lionel's book. He's finished the revisions.
I thought he must still be working on them. I didn't see Sandy in the office today.
No, I gave her the day off to recover from working with him.
Is he difficult to work for?
Bordering on the impossible, according to Sandy.
I always thought age mellowed.
Oh, you wait till you've aged.
Oh, here we go. Did Lionel ask you to read his manuscript?
Of course he didn't. I had a copy run off.
Ah.
Oh, what do you mean by ah?
You want to know what he was doing all those years you lost touch.
Oh, well, all right, I do.
It's called nostalgia.
No, it's called nosiness.
You never did say how you got on with him the other day.
You popped round to the hotel to find out, remember?
Yes, but I didn't stay long. I didn't want to spoil things.
Oh, there was nothing to spoil.
Did you wander down memory lane?
It's too long a lane to wander down.
Well, I hope you drank champagne.
No, he bought me a cider.
A cider? Why?
Because I used to drink cider when we were, well, a long time ago.
Oh, that's sweet.
I can't stand it now.
You didn't tell him that?
Yes, more or less.
Oh, Mum, you don't rekindle a great romance like that.
There's nothing to rekindle. It's just ashes.
I wonder.
I don't.
But you are going to see each other again?
Well, he said he'd phone.
When?
When the cider was making me feel ill.
Mum!
I don't know, whenever.
Well, he's been busy on his book, I expect.
Yes.
Now he's finished?
But Judy, Lionel knows he's not going to phone. I know he's not going to phone. He knows I know he's not going to phone. Hello? Jean Pargiter. Oh. Oh, yes. Oh, excellent. I'd love to. Yes. Well, tomorrow afternoon, 2:30. Yes, that would be fine. Goodbye.
Lionel knows he's not going to phone. I know that Lionel's not going to phone. He knows I know that he's not going to phone.
It wasn't Lionel.
Oh.
It was the estate agents. They have a place in Richmond for me to look at. Another branch, maybe.
You could phone him.
Judy, will you leave it?
He's lonely. You're lonely.
I'm not.
I'll get that.
Not dressed like that, you won't.
I'll go up and get some clothes on, then.
Before I open the door would be a good idea.
All right, all right.
Hello?
Oh. Hello, Lionel.
I'm going to Norwich.
Oh, well, have a good trip.
No, not immediately. The day after tomorrow.
Well, why are you telling me?
I didn't want you to think I'd just, disappeared.
Oh. You didn't phone?
No, nor did you.
No.
Anyway, here I am, on your doorstep.
Oh, yes, sorry. Would you like to come in and have a drink or something?
Yes, thank you. Shall I leave the suitcase here?
Yes, that's fine. Back to the flat now the book's finished?
Yes, thank heavens.
I'm sure the staff at the hotel will be sorry to see you go.
Practically inconsolable.
Well, come through. What will you drink?
Scotch and soda would be nice.
Do you live in Norwich?
No. No, I lecture, you see. I've managed to get myself on a sort of a circuit.
Oh, good for you.
No, not really. I mean, if you don't actually send the audience to sleep, you're considered quite successful.
What do you lecture on?
I'll give you three guesses.
Your life in Kenya.
Bingo.
Look, do sit down.
Thanks. Oh, cheers.
Cheers.
I don't suppose you've, read my manuscript.
Why ever should I?
Well, I just wondered.
Why?
Oh, no special reason. Would you like to read it?
Well, would you like me to?
I wouldn't want to force it on you.
Well, I will if you want me to.
I didn't say I wanted you to.
Oh, well, I won't then.
Fair enough.
Unless you really want me to.
Well, what does really mean?
Well, very much.
Look, this started out as a casual inquiry. There's no need to make a court case out of it.
I'm not making anything out of anything. I'll read it if you want me to.
Did I hear you say Norwich?
Oh, hello.
She's got ears like a bat.
I'm lecturing up there.
About your life in Kenya?
Yes, about my life in Kenya.
It's not far away, is it, Norwich? You should pop up there, Mum.
Why?
To listen to Lionel's lecture.
Oh, it's not really worth the train fare.
No, in any case.
Exactly.
Is that your joint idea of a reasoned argument?
Well, quite honestly, it's a bit boring, Norwich.
And you know what trains are like?
Mm.
Yes, I know what trains are like. You get on them and they take you to places like Norwich. All right, it was just an idea. Now, is Lionel coming to eat with us?
I don't know. Am I?
Well, only if you want to.
We're off again, aren't we?
Judy!
What?
I'm sure our ice cream's very nice, but you don't have to set a world speed record for eating it.
Sorry, I'm in a hurry. There's a Jacques Tati on at the screen on the green. We're a late night showing. I can't miss it, can I?
Well, you didn't mention it earlier.
Yes, I did. I told you, Lionel.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
Well, it must have slipped my mind.
Well, there you are. Anyway, I must dash. I'll probably be late, Mum. I know I'm a pig, but I'm still hungry, so I'll probably grab a pizza afterwards. In fact, I'll probably be very late. Bye, then. Have a nice evening.
Bye.
Bye, love.
Your daughter is artless.
Yes, I know.
Rare quality, these days.
She gets kicked in the teeth a lot for being artless.
Hmm. I got kicked in the teeth once by a mule.
Where?
Korea.
Well, they look very good.
What do?
Your dentures.
These are my own.
Well, it must have been a very puny mule.
All right, I embroidered. It nearly kicked me in the teeth.
Were you wounded in Korea?
Only by a mule.
Jean Bargeter, hello.
Oh, hello, Simon. How are you?
I'm fine, you?
Oh, very well.
Good to see you again.
Yes, and you. Bye.
Who was that?
Chap I knew once.
Was that his daughter with him?
Well, she didn't have the look of a daughter.
No. Quite a dashing figure, as the saying goes.
Her?
No, him.
Oh, handsome.
Yes. Well, I suppose he is. How well did you know him?
Oh, fairly well. He asked me to marry him.
Good God.
It isn't that incredible.
No, I'm just surprised that you said no.
How do you know I said no?
Well, if you said yes, you'd be sitting over there with him.
Oh, yes. He's a barrister. Why should you be surprised that I said no?
Well, let's be realistic. Good offers don't actually pour in at your time of life.
How flattering.
Well, I'm just being honest.
Oh, I see. You're swamped with offers, I suppose.
Of course I'm not. Not by anybody I fancy, anyway. There was an old girl in Kenya who set her cap at me. Mabel somebody used to spit when she talked.
I wonder how old a woman's got to be before she's classed as an old girl.
Oh, older than you.
Oh, thank you.
Why should you turn down a rich, handsome barrister?
Oh, I was tempted.
Well, security?
No, sex.
Oh.
You remember the kind of thing?
Well, of course I remember the kind of thing.
But you thought I didn't?
I thought nothing of the sort.
It's typical, isn't it? It's fine for men. A man is sexually active as long as he gets one foot out of his wheelchair. A woman passes 50 and her idea of sexual activity is supposed to be soaking her feet and listening to James Last.
What brought that on?
You, thinking I'd settle for security. I've got security.
Anyway, he's rather effeminate when you come down to it.
That's probably why he's with such a masculine-looking girl.
Mm, she probably smokes a pipe.
Yes, a mere
Yeah. Sherlock Holmes job. Look, are you busy tomorrow?
Not especially. Why?
I thought we might have a day out.
Oh.
Well, as I said, I'm off to Norwich the day after, and then, well...
Great Yarmouth?
Well, it's hard to say with the lecturing thing. Sometimes... dates crop up and I'm off and, well, I've never been much on postcards.
Or phone calls?
No.
Sort of farewell, is it, tomorrow?
I wouldn't put it quite like that.
Well, how would you put it?
Look, do you want to come or not?
Yes, all right, yes.
Good.
I don't know why Judy went to see Jacques Tati. We're much funnier than he is.
Mom, I'm making toast. Do you want some?
No, thanks. Now, what about this?
That's the third outfit you've changed into this morning.
Well, what does one wear for a day out in the country?
A cowboy hat with Kiss Me Quick on it?
You're in a very helpful mood.
2 hours that Japanese film went on. It seemed like 2 centuries.
I thought you went to see Jacques Tati.
I went to see whatever was on. I was being discreet. Then I had a terrible pizza afterwards. I got back here at 2:30 in the morning, and what are you doing? You're in bed snoring your head off.
Well, what did you expect me to be doing?
I expected you to be with Lionel.
Well, in bed?
No. Well, I don't know. I expected you to be together. Anyhow, I'm not seeing any more Japanese films for your benefit, I can tell you that.
What are you looking for?
A review of the film I saw. I'd like to know what it was supposed to be about. Where's Lionel taking you, anyway?
Buckinghamshire.
What, all of it?
Well, he used to go out there if he had leave and I could get away from the hospital.
Did he have a car?
Oh, no, a pony and trap. Well, of course he had a car. An Austin 7.
Did you steam the windows
up? The tiny thing it was.
Yes, but did you steam the windows up?
Yes, of course we steamed the windows up.
And now you're going back?
Not to steam any windows up.
Well, why then?
Oh, I don't know. Have a look round.
I'll be seeing you in all the old familiar places.
If there are any left. Things change.
Still?
There is no still.
Oh, no. All right. Still.
That will be your beau. You know, to tell the truth, I wondered if he'd turn up. I wondered if he'd change his mind and seek sanctuary in Norwich.
Well, he hasn't, so answer the door.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning. All set?
Yes, all set.
I should buy a can of D-Mister on the way if I were you. Bye.
What is she talking about?
All our yesterdays.
Ah. I've hired a car.
Oh, a Mercedes?
No, the little red one.
Noddy used to drive a little red car.
Well, perhaps take running a car hire business. That sign said Wales. We don't want to go to Wales.
Well, we turn off.
This isn't the way we used to come. I don't remember any of this.
Well, you wouldn't. It wasn't here then.
I assume Buckinghamshire's still here.
Yes, we turn left here.
Where?
There, there!
We want to turn right, not left.
No, you have to turn left to turn right. Mm.
I hope you know what you're doing.
Well, one of us has to, don't they?
A country road at last. This is better, isn't it?
Much better.
Mm.
Look, that's it over there on the left.
Ah. It's a garage.
Yes, I can see it's a garage.
Perhaps we got the wrong place.
Perhaps they've knocked it down.
He works there. He'd know. Excuse me. I'm looking for the copper kettle.
There's a hardware shop down the road.
No, not a copper kettle. The copper kettle. I'm looking for a restaurant.
I thought you said you're looking for a kettle.
No, we're looking for a restaurant called the Copper Kettle.
Do you know where it is?
I wouldn't know about that. I've only been here a year. When was this restaurant here, then?
1953.
1953? I wasn't even born in 1953. My dad might know.
Well, do you think you could ask him, just out of curiosity?
Not really, no. He's in old folks' home.
I think we'll drive on. The chap with the red flag is ready to walk in front of us again.
Well, why don't we stretch our legs and walk round a little?
All right. We'll leave the car in that car park over there.
The whole village has changed.
The only thing that looks the same is the war memorial.
We couldn't really have expected everything to stay the same, could we? It isn't Brigadoon.
True.
Well, anyway, I'm hungry. Should we eat here?
No. There's another I want to go to.
Oh, is there?
Don't say it like that. No, there was a smashing pub there. What was the name of it?
What, the pub?
No, the village. Upper something. Upper Marlow.
No, Marlow Bottom.
That's the place. It won't take us 20 minutes. This is the car park we parked in, isn't it?
Yes. It's filled up a bit.
Where's our car?
Over there. Look, squeezed between 2 other cars.
Oh, look at that. Talk about idiot parking. What do they think the white lines are for?
Lionel, they had to do that because you've parked right over one yourself.
Look, I've driven Bren gun carriers.
It's a shame you don't have one with you. You could smash your way out.
It's not funny.
Oh, leave it until somebody moves. Let's eat here.
We are going to eat at Upper Marlow, and that's the...
Marlow Bottom.
Bottom. I'll just squeeze between the cars. That's it. Now, if I can just open the door... There.
You've got 18 inches of space. You can't get in there.
If I can just get my leg in.
Breathe in.
It won't make my leg any thinner, will it? Oh, Diamond Blossom, stop laughing. It's not funny.
Just from where I'm standing. I've got an idea.
What?
Let's eat here.
I wanted a quiet pub lunch, not a rugby scrum.
Well, at least it's a popular place.
Not with me, it isn't.
Look, you take the plates and I'll take the drinks and we'll find somewhere to sit.
Sit? You must be joking.
Well, stand then. There must be a flat surface somewhere.
Try the top of my head.
Oh, now what do you mean?
Well, it's a disaster, isn't it? I'll take you home if we could get into the car.
You'll feel better when you've eaten something.
I've got something to eat, but I can't eat it with a plate in each hand.
Well, have a drink.
How?
Look, I raise one of the glasses to your lips, so... Mm. And you drink from the glass. So.
Thank you. I suppose if I do the same with the plates, we might get a chip or two off.
I don't think so.
No. Where do all these people come from, anyway?
They're mummies and daddies, presumably.
Oh, ha, ha.
Sorry.
Oh, this is grotesque.
This isn't the way to the car park.
I know it isn't. Ah.
What?
I knew something still had to be here. Look.
What at?
The footpath.
The walk?
That's right. The walk across the field.
Down a hill, and then there were some woods.
That's right. We picked bluebells.
Metaphorically speaking.
Metaphorically speaking. Then there were some more fields, and you came out just down the lane.
Well, it wasn't a long walk.
Depended on how many bluebells we picked. Come on. It's petered out. The bloody thing's petered out. Took the wrong... Where are you?
Lying in some ferns. Oh, I fell over.
Why?
Oh, because I felt like it.
Sorry. Are you all right?
I'm wonderful. I'm having a wonderful walk.
Look, it was as much your idea as mine.
A bigger man wouldn't have said that.
I'm not a bigger man. I'm a lost man. It's like a jungle, this place.
Well, which way should we go?
I don't know. I'm not an Indian scout. Where have the woods gone? I can't see any woods.
Look, I'd settle for a road.
I can see some telegraph poles.
What do you intend to do? Shin up one and find out where we are?
Telegraph poles mean a road.
Unless they go across a field.
Have you got any better ideas?
Yes. Wait for Humphrey Bogart to come along towing the African Queen and ask him the way.
Oh, come on.
A road. There's a road behind that hedge.
Right.
What are you doing?
I'm getting through the hedge.
You need a machete to get through there.
There's a road the other side, and we are getting through.
Oh.
Now, come on.
Ow!
Mind the brambles.
That was a bramble.
Keep going. We're nearly there.
What are you doing down there?
I'm standing in a muddy ditch. Now, stay there. I'll get out the other side.
Oh.
There. Now, give me your hand and jump.
Look, if I fall in...
Just jump.
Oh, made it.
Come on, we're there.
Oh,
terra firma.
You look a mess.
Well, you don't look too good yourself.
Well, where are we?
Scotland, for all I know.
I don't think I can possibly go any further.
What's the matter?
Look, just down the road.
It's either a little hotel... Or we're in North Africa and it's a mirage.
Don't you remember? It's the little hotel we used to go to.
So we did. Come on. I hope they still do afternoon teas.
I hope they don't think we're a couple of tramps and sling us out. Good afternoon to you both.
We've been walking.
Oh, yes. Across the fields. I see. Look, I know we look a mess, but we're really quite respectable. Mm. I think we could have some tea.
Yes, of course you can. You go through into the lounge and I'll bring some in.
Thank you very much. I think I'll go and clean up first.
The cloakrooms are through on the left.
Yes, I know.
I'd better take these shoes off.
Oh, dear. I think you'd better take your socks off as well. They're soaking.
Yes, they are, aren't they?
Will you give them to me? Florrie will give them a quick wash and a spin. They'll be dry by the time you finish tea. In the meantime, I'll find some shoes for you.
Oh, that's very kind, but...
Oh, don't worry. My son's about your size.
I'm in here.
Oh, right. It's like being in a time warp.
I know. Nothing's changed. Except the calendar. I thought it might say 1953 for a moment.
Where's the chair with the wonky arm?
This one.
Oh, I love the Doc Martens.
Yes, they're very me, aren't they?
Tea for two. I put out honey as well as jam. Good heavens. Is something wrong?
The cups are the same.
Well, I wouldn't serve tea in odd ones.
No, I knew that. I mean, they're the same as they were years ago.
Oh, you know the hotel then?
Well, yes, we used to come here for tea or dinner sometimes when we were...
Young.
Oh, isn't that nice? And now you've looked us up again.
Well, not so much looked you up as stumbled through a hedge and found you.
Did you work here in 1953?
Oh, no, dear. I was still at school.
At least she was alive in 1953.
Well, I knew someone had to be.
We should have gone to Eastbourne. We'd have been comparative striplings in Eastbourne.
You'd have wowed them with your Doc Martens.
First time for everything, I suppose.
Yes, I suppose there is.
Why are you smiling?
Nice tea.
I know it's nice tea. But you don't smile like that over a nice tea.
Well, I do.
What do you do if you have a nice dinner? Shriek with laughter?
The honey's nice.
Look, I'm not a fool. You're not smiling about the tea or the honey. You're smiling about something else.
All right, here I am.
What?
I don't feel like telling you.
Oh, aren't we a little old for games?
It's not games. If you don't know why I smile, then I'm not telling you, because you should.
Should what?
No.
Well, I don't.
Have some honey.
I don't want any honey. It's not the shoes. They're not funny.
No, it's not the shoes.
I haven't got mud on my face, have I?
Look, why are you suddenly so concerned with your personal appearance?
No, I've lost interest in this conversation.
So have I.
Funny being back there.
Yes, funny.
It was smaller than I remembered from the outside. Then I suppose it never had more than 12 rooms or so. Good God. I just remembered something.
Oh?
Here, then, in one of those 12 rooms or so, we made love for the first time.
Did we really?
That's why you were smiling. You remembered. So why didn't you say so?
Well, I didn't want to be the only one who did remember.
I see. Room 8.
8, yes, with a squeaky door.
Mr. and Mrs. Ambrose Smith.
I always wondered why you added the Ambrose.
I didn't want to be too obvious.
Is it they knew?
As we had no luggage and were both as red as beetroots, I think they must have done.
Well, now you're smiling.
I was just thinking of the 28 cups of coffee we had after dinner before we went up to bed.
Oh, it wasn't really 28 cups.
It seemed like it.
You kept ordering them.
I didn't want to rush you.
I've always wondered, did you plan that night?
Oh, give me some credit. I'd have had a suitcase and a car if I'd planned it.
We didn't even have a toothbrush.
You wore a grey slip.
An oyster.
Oyster.
I kept giggling all next day at the hospital.
Who with?
Oh, no one. Just everything everybody said seemed to have a double meaning. What about you when you went back to the camp?
It isn't really a time for giggling when you're on adjutant's parade.
No, I didn't mean did you giggle. I meant did you tell anyone?
No. I think I probably just walked about with a silly smile on my face all day. I couldn't get over the fact that the night before I'd made love to the most beautiful girl I'd ever laid eyes on.
Would you like some more hot water?
No, thank you.
I don't suppose you have a room by any chance. We were thinking of staying overnight.
Oh, that's nice. Excuse me, I'll just go and look in the book.
Well, you might have asked.
I just did.
Me?
I flew in the face of all I hold sacred these days and acted on impulse. You don't mind?
How could I mind? I couldn't have been the most beautiful girl you'd ever set eyes on.
You were.
Including Rita Hayworth.
She was just in films. You were real.
Yes, here we are again. We do have a room, a nice double, number 8.
Number 8.
Number 8.
It's not an unlucky number for you, is it?
No, it's just a coincidence, that's all.
Oh, why's that?
Well, because...
Because it's the 8th day of the month.
No, it's not. It's the 15th.
No, our anniversary.
Oh, I see. What month is that, then?
May.
July. June. We always think of it as coming between May and July.
Of course it does, you see.
Yes, I see. Well, I would show you up now, but there were late departures, you see. So Polly's having a clean-up. There's no rush, is there?
Rush? No.
None at all.
You'll be dining this evening, will you?
Oh, I should think so.
Yes, we shall.
I'll save your table, then. The haddock's very good. Call me if you want anything.
Thank you.
It would be room 8, wouldn't it?
I wonder if the door still squeaks.
I doubt it.
Late departures.
Still. We can wait, can't we?
Can we?
You're introducing a note of doubt.
No, I'm not. Yes, I am.
And they're difficult to hold on to, aren't they? Merriment.
Sorry.
Oh, don't be. My nerve's gone as well.
As well?
Yes. As well.
No luggage, you see. Nothing to change into.
Then I have to go to Norwich in the morning.
And I've got to go to work.
No, the hire car is due back this evening as well.
Well, there you are. Oh, Lionel, we don't need to make excuses. We just lost the moment, didn't we?
Yes. Such a good idea for the moment.
Is there a back way out?
Well, I suppose so. Why?
Well, I thought we could save what's left of our dignity by leaving the money for our tea and making a run for it.
No, I can't do that.
What, a sense of dignity?
No. She's still got my shoes and socks, and I'm wearing a son of Doc Martens.
Then why on earth didn't you stay?
I don't know.
You chickened out.
No, I did not chicken out.
Lionel chickened out.
No.
Then what?
It was just one of those impulses that loses impetus all by itself. Everything looked rose-tinted.
You should have torn upstairs.
Torn?
Well, hurried.
Or gone with the flow.
Yes. I mean, what happened to the flow?
It diminished to a trickle. By the time we sat down to dinner, it had dried up completely. But we'd no luggage.
Who needs luggage?
At our age, you need luggage. And then Lionel remembered the hire car and that he had to get up tomorrow to go to Norwich, and I remembered I had to get up early in the morning, busy day.
Doing what?
Well, I don't know.
Dull, dull, dull.
Yes, but sensible.
Same thing. Now, what are you going to do now?
Well, I'm going to do what a lady of my years should do. I'm going to bed with a hot drink and a dull book.
Talking of dull, I read Lionel's manuscript.
Very dull.
Better than a sleeping pill. The most interesting part is the dedication. It's weird. It says, to Pooh.
That's what he used to call me.
Pooh?
Not as in smell, as in Winnie, though.
Why?
Well, I used to like honey. I know it sounds soppy now, but at the time...
Well, well, well. He dedicated his book to you, and he hadn't seen you for 38 years.
A dull book.
Nevertheless... Let's go and see him in Norwich.
Oh, don't be silly.
To poo.
Don't be silly.
You've been listening to As Time Goes By, written by Bob Larby, and starring Judy Dench as Jean and Jeffrey Palmer as Lionel. Judith was played by Maura Brooker, the hotel manager by Gillian Martell, and the mechanic by Simon Greenall. The producer was Martin Fisher. As time goes by.